When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Shirley's Temple.
Appreciate you having me. Let's go.
Flora, I got so much love for you.
I feel the same, Shirley.
You got me tongue-tied and everything. Damn, how you feeling?
I feel great. It's another day, you know. I feel great. I'm blessed.
Hell yeah.
Shout out God one time.
Amen. You know? I love that energy. Man, well, I know you just dropped the album, The Butterfly Effect.
Yep.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It's a dropping these albums and these songs, it's a lot easier independent. It's a lot more stressful. And most importantly, it's a lot more, I just have a lot more creativity to do what I want to do and not do what I don't want to do, you know. And
facts.
Like when I do these interviews, I can pick who I want to do the interviews with.
You know what
I
mean? Yo, that's so real.
If I'm like, for this whole album, you know what? I only want to do the Shirley interview. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to do that, like, I could do that.
Hell
I don't have to, like, you know, a lot of artists dropping an album for them is stressful because they have to do a bunch of, you know, shit that they don't want to do. But for me, I'm kind of just like, look, let's put the music out and let's go with the flow and let's make everything natural. Let's make sure, you know, we work hard, but we don't do things that we're against.
Hell yeah.
So it makes me comfortable. It makes me have a lot of respect for myself. It makes me have respect for my team. And I just feel like me, to be honest.
Hell yeah. And were you watching the movie? Is that what inspired the...
No, I seen the movie a long time ago. I love the movie.
Yeah.
It's more of just like the butterfly effect and its meaning itself as a phrase, you know, like
that's what I thought.
Every little thing that you do can have a huge impact. You know what I mean?
Hell so yeah.
It's just pretty much the phrase.
Right.
More.
I feel like a lot of my Yours Truly gear has the butterfly.
Yeah.
It's just so on brand, like
yeah.
For sure. Man,
yeah.
Well, I know you had free shows all across the country.
Those were crazy.
I just want to know because from an, you know, business perspective, like even if you charge like $5 or $10, you would have made some
a lot of money.
Talk about giving your fans that free show, like, and especially, you know, they would have came out to see you regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I do it because I'm a fan of music too. Like, you know, if someone has a free show for me, like I think back to, you know, even before I started making music, someone had a free show, like, I'm going. But, if you know, especially these days, shows are, like, what, $35, $50 a ticket. It's just like, oh, that might make people not want to go. And then you got to drive there. You can't go alone. You got to bring two or three friends. It starts to get expensive. So I'm just like, you know what? Let's just do it for free. Let's give people an experience where they're just like, yo, I had an amazing time at this free show more than I had it, you know, shows that I paid for, festivals I went to. So. It was just I really wanted to do something. I didn't even really think about making money or anything like that. I just wanted to be out there. I just want to be outside and the easiest way possible, you know, putting up ticket links and all that, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't even want people to go through that. I just want them to show up, have a great time. And I envisioned it in my head one way. And then it was super crazy. And then I was
like, that always happens.
Yeah.
Though. Like, I think I was talking to Shoe Palace. They were like, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Riots.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and not crazy riots like that.
But not in the negative sense, but in the most positive, that people really come out.
Because it's a lot of young people, it's a lot of people, a lot of female, you know, going crazy. Not really like people like destroying cars and buildings and stuff like that, but more
I meant that in a positive way.
No, I already know. You know, but sometimes in the last free show had to get canceled just cuz they thought it was going to be all like crazy, but
which one?
It was, New York.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, New York had to get canceled, but I'm coming back, New York. I'll be back out there. And, it's more of like a cult following kind of thing where like just go crazy and they're so excited. Not like breaking cars, destroying shit, you know?
Right.
But it's fun.
I respect that.
It's fun.
It just shook me when you said you stayed at the Chicago show and met every fan.
Yeah, every single person.
How long did that take?
Hours. At a certain point, it's just like, you're just there meeting people, talking. Like, for an example, like, we could sit here and talk for hours, and it just might be like, has it been 2 hours, four hours? Like, you know what I mean? When you're right there really having conversations with people, meeting people, talking, and it feels
right,
then the time's kind of just like, how long we've been here for? Five hours now. It felt like two. So I don't even know. Didn't ask. I don't know how long.
That's
we're here
the
for.
Realest shit, though. Yeah. Like, for an artist to do that, that's so real.
Yeah, it was cool. And it gets people would think like, oh, it must be tiring, but I don't do it like all the time. And when I do it, I'm like, this is something special. Like, this is not work or a job. Like, it's not like I have a label telling me like, you have to go and meet all these people. You have to do this. I'm like, yo, I want to go do this. I want to go meet these people. It's like it's like a privilege for me to do that.
Right.
You know, it's a privilege for me to have a bunch of people waiting to say what's up, have a conversation with me.
Right.
So I feel privileged for it.
Right.
Not like I'm burdened with a task, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how I feel.
What made you choose Chicago to do that?
I was supposed to do it in L.A., Arizona.
L.A. would have been probably overnight.
Right.
You got
I would have been down. I would have been down. But I'm supposed to do it in L.A. I think we had venue, like, curfew issue or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Arizona, I didn't even get to do the show because it was so crazy. And
you almost got
arrested? The cops were kind of, like, overly tripping in Arizona.
Damn.
Which I kind of get because there's a lot of people. But Chicago, I was supposed to do it for all shows, but Chicago, the venue let us stay there.
Fire.
They let us, you know, go overtime. They catered to all the fans that were waiting and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
When did you realize you had such an international, like, beyond SoCal?
I don't know. I've been kind of, ever since started doing shows, like, outside, like, Texas, Atlanta shows a lot of love.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of love from Florida. You know, New York too, a lot of the East Coast, but it just started happening slowly. It wasn't really like a time where I was just like, whoa, like, what's going on? It's like brick by brick kind of thing, so.
It's just crazy because, you know, I was a fan of your music first, but when I actually witnessed your show in L.A., that's when I was like, oh, shit, there's levels to this. Like, you pack it out and, like, the fans know every single word. Like, it is just the most genuine thing to witness.
It's a beautiful thing, especially like doing those songs, performing for an hour, and there's people, they just know every single song. I'm like sometimes man, how do you guys know? I barely know all these songs.
Crazy.
And I'm sure I could do, you know, 20 more songs and they would know them, and I'm just like, how do you guys know all these songs? I could barely remember the words, but they know them word for word. So
was there a time when you were, like, performing in front of, like, nobody? Like,
yeah, of course.
Okay.
That's the part I didn't see.
Yeah.
I come from the backyard. And there's, you know, there's clips on YouTube and stuff like that. I'm performing for, like, you know, a smaller crowd than this. And I'm kind of just, like, rapping to everyone, like, five people. But it's cool because that makes you remember, you know, where you're from. And it makes you appreciate 10 times more doing a sold out show.
Hell yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, it's cool. Some artists get a big song, blow up, and do, you know, 1,000 people at their show for their first show.
For sure.
And I don't know, like, how that feels or whatever, but there's some like, effects to where it's, like, you didn't really, like, start from the bottom from it and, like, build it up there. You kind of just have that. So when you do a smaller show or when you're not as hot, like, it's harder for you to figure it out, you know, because my whole career, I've done shows with, like, maybe 5 people, 10 people. And then I've done a show with, like, 1,000 people.
Right.
Then I've done another show, like, somewhere in a weird spot with, like, 100 people. And then I've done another show with, like, 500 people. But I know how to, like, maneuver through all those different types of crowds and, like, capacities.
For sure.
Because I pretty much done them all. And I know how to be grateful for it. I know how to be like, yo, this show only 50 people came. Cool. Those are the 50 people that fuck with me in this city. Those are the 50, but, you know, and some artists are like, 1,000 people didn't come. Like, how come? Why not? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, you got to appreciate, like, what you got. You
Hell
know what
yeah.
I mean? Because but they're not used to doing those 5-10 people shows kind of thing. So,
Respect. Do you remember your first concert?
vaguely. I think it was my first, second, or third, like, one of those. But, yeah. It's pretty bad. They're hard to get through. They're hard to get through. It's kind of like, you know, trying to explain and trying to perform in front of people. And when there's not that many people, like, people are a little more scared to get into it. Yeah. People are more scared to, like, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
While we're here, because I had Jeezy on my show.
Okay.
I know you went on tour with him and Trippy.
Yeah.
I know you can't really disclose a lot, but can we get one memory from that tour?
I have so many memories. How about you ask me something? Ask me something. I don't know. Ask something about the tour. I can disclose what I can disclose. Right. You know, but.
What was your favorite fan interaction?
Let me think. Wildest City. I think maybe because it's where Jeezy's from, but I think
the Bay.
Yeah, the Bay. Shout out to the Bay too. Y'all got some of the most loyal, amazing, dedicated people.
Hell yeah.
The Bay really has a culture. You know what I mean? They have love and respect for the people that came out of the Bay, but also when you do a show and perform in the Bay, if they fuck with you, they fuck with you.
Hell yeah.
I mean, if they don't fuck with you, they don't fuck with you. But, you know, I love the Bay. I think the Bay was one of the most memorable cities.
Yeah.
But, that tour was crazy. I learned so much. It was my only support tour that I ever went on. And Jeezy's like, yeah, fuck it. Come on tour with me. Let's go.
That's so sick.
And then we found out, I found out Trippy was going to be on the tour, which was even better. And then I'm just like, oh, it's pretty much a tour with all homies, you know what I mean? Like, instead of being on tour with someone random.
That's fine.
So it was pretty dope. I have so many, I wish I could just pull 3 or 4 out right now, but I'm just like, there's so many that they all clog up.
I feel you. I was gonna ask because when G came on my show, you know, he simmered down a lot. He doesn't really party like he used to, but I know he used to.
Yeah, he's wild. Yeah.
Were y'all partying after the shows? Of course.
Okay. They had the Stillhouse little thing in every venue. They set up like a bar, and it was like you got the show, and then you got like a club inside the venue. So it's like literally like if the stage is like outside these doors, like this would be the club, and it would be like dim lights, red lights, alcohol everywhere. You know, just people, industry people, but also, you know, girls, guys, you know what I mean? Just a bunch of stuff going on. And it was just like a pretty much every night was like a all night partying kind of night.
Damn.
Kind of thing, you know?
So, yeah.
But it was just fun. It was more like good vibes. I can't even remember anything weird happening on that tour.
That's beautiful.
It was just straight shot tour. And
yeah.
Everyone had fun. Everyone turned up. We didn't even really have to go to like the outside clubs.
Right.
You know how you do like Jeezy did
the
his
after
like
parties and stuff.
After parties, but I think that the internal inside of the tour was just like we were just one fucking traveling club.
I love it.
You know? So it was cool. I had a great time.
It's funny too because Trippy was my second ever Shirley Temple episode.
Oh really?
Second ever.
That's what's up.
And he's so dope. Like I have so much love for Trippy.
Yeah. Like, he's a good dude, man. Yeah,
and
I love Trippy.
Love Is Hell is probably one of my favorite songs of yours.
Yeah.
That and To the Moon, obviously.
Oh, thank you.
But that video was just so extravagant. Like that was perfect.
I feel like.
Yeah,
both of those videos, I really put in a lot of like thinking, and I wanted those, you know, videos to just be really like colorful and just different, you know, than the typical. But I like a lot of my videos to be like that. But
yeah,
thank you though.
Yeah, of course. Well, I was gonna ask how the Trippy link up was. That like because he asked you to do a song or?
no, that's on my album.
Oh, I know, but didn't he reach out to you to work or no.
G-Eazy hit me up. G-Eazy was like one of the first people ever to like in my career that was like a, you know, a superstar to hit me up.
Crazy.
And I think me and Trippy had just met somewhere.
Okay.
And we were just like exchange numbers and like, you know, I asked him to be on the song.
Got you.
But yeah, me and
he
Trippy,
sounds so good on it.
Yeah. I think we met at you know where we met at? We met at Day and Night.
Oh wow.
Day
the
and
festival?
Night. Yeah, something like
crazy.
That. I think in Anaheim. And
oh, your hometown.
Yeah. And, but yeah, me and Trippy are more like, we're homies. Like, I went to his house. He's been to my house kind of thing.
For
like,
sure.
You know, but yeah.
For sure. This is a perfect time to ask you a trivia question.
Okay, let's hear it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What industry was the city of Anaheim, California founded around?
Industry. Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to give you the, unless you know it.
Give me a.
It's multiple choice.
Okay, yeah.
Unless you know
a lot
it.
Easier
do
for
you
me.
Know it?
I was going to try to guess off the bat, but I don't I think I like, know it. I'll get the multiple choice,
okay.
though.
All right. A, theme parks. B, winemaking. C, railroad. D, entertainment.
Fuck. I'm between A and C, but I'll say C.
It's not. Guess one more time.
Oh my god, I'm horrible. This is so bad. What could it? What is it?
It's wine. It's winemaking.
No way.
I know. I was like,
that's not the answer. But
wait,
I guess it was.
Can someone fact check me? Let me make sure I got it right.
No, it doesn't sound right. Right? Anaheim winemaking. I don't think anyone in Anaheim drinks wine. That's crazy. I've never met.
Let
someone.
Me make sure I underline the right answer real quick.
We got to fact check that one. But it could be.
It
true.
Could be.
It could be. Yeah. I'm like, where would they make wine in Anaheim?
Yeah.
I know Knott's Berry Farm, and you know Disneyland is big there. That's a good question though. That's something that's some real history right there.
Yeah. See, we're educating today.
Okay, I guess you learned something. Right. I'm going to pass that information on to some of my people back home and let them know. Like,
right.
Hey, listen.
Maybe. Do you like wine? Maybe you need to.
I don't like wine.
Okay, me neither.
But, you know, I'm slowly getting into it.
Yeah.
I'm not really a wine person.
I feel you. Well, either way, you get a gift.
Okay.
So this is a gift from Space Gods.
Okay.
So actually, this is the number one selling legal cannabis edible.
Legal cannabis.
So it's.
Edible.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's legal. It's hemp derived. It's verified 0.3 delta 9 THC.
Okay.
So what, you know, it'll get you to the moon, you know,
okay.
to the moon.
Okay, straight to the moon. Okay,
right?
Let's see. What is it? Okay, space
yeah.
bar.
All but right. what's cool about these is they.
Oh, you got the Rice Krispie tree right
a,
here. Okay.
Wow. They deliver to 42 states right to your doorstep.
Okay.
So you could get your high, no problem. But it's legal though. It's
okay.
not like marijuana high.
I see it.
It'll just, you know.
Shout out Space Gods one time. This
you
is
feel me?
Right there. Look at that.
You see the blue on blue? Do you see what we doing here?
What happens if I just eat all these right
you
here?
Should.
Right now?
No. You should. It's a good day.
It will really get to the trippy
right.
question.
Right.
Those will be,
I'm
that'll,
dead.
That'll be one big trip right
Do you
there.
Fuck with the shrooms? I saw you talk about a little on the bootleg Kev.
You know, I kind of been trying to I've been trying to responsibly dabble into kind of everything and
right.
just have an open mind about everything,
right.
you know, in life.
Right.
The older I'm getting, the more I'm trying to be less closed-minded about things.
For
because
sure.
I think I grew up in like a place where like I was just like, you know, really confined to a lot. And
in a one-bedroom apartment with your whole family,
kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Crazy.
Type thing. So
yeah.
now I'm just like, if someone feels responsible, and I'm with like responsible people, which I always am.
Hell yeah.
I'm kind of down for whatever.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, I haven't too much. Kev was really trying to get me.
Yeah, I know. He's always
he's
on that shit.
Push me on that.
I laugh when I saw that because yeah. I'd be running into him out and he'd be like, yo, I'm on shrooms right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love it.
Yeah. I think the thing is I need to really have a day where I could set aside, you know, set one day aside and, you know, kind of just take that day off. I don't really have too many
days off,
so to speak.
You.
But yeah, I think I just need to be like, okay, January 15th.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
Let's do it that day.
Right.
You know, let's figure it
one
out.
One piece of advice, just make sure you're in nature. Cause
okay.
that's the most.
Yeah. My girl, if I do, you know,
yes.
she's going to be the one to set all the guidelines. She's a nature person.
I love it. That's perfect.
So, yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Man, but I was going to ask, you know, just talking about growing up, like, what were you envisioning for yourself then when you were in that one bedroom apartment when, it, you know, like
getting the fuck out, getting out of my, that whole environment, getting out
right.
of everywhere. And just, I just had a vision of me just on a beach somewhere far, far away and not having to deal with all the shit I was dealing with
right.
when I was a kid.
Right.
And that's really, you know,
I feel you
like did whatever. And I know so many people out there feel the same way. They
Hell
feel,
yeah.
I felt trapped. I felt confined. I felt like, there was, you know, I was in this box and there was all these other people out there living these, you know, these lives that they love and they're
yeah.
so happy with. And man, my biggest vision was just fucking getting out and fucking being free and finding myself and being me.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. And that pushed me for so many years. And it still pushes me to this day. I still think back to that kid and I'm like, how would he feel? Like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? So.
That's beautiful. And yeah. I know you were tattooing,
mm-hmm.
which I respect. You were making $1,500 a week.
Yeah. More, man, probably more than that.
Damn.
I mean, it just depends. It just depends right. on, you know, how it went. But, yeah, I was like 14 years old, something like that, 15, doing tattoos, you know, $40, $50 tattoos. But all day,
right.
all night, till 3 a.m., you know, 4 a.m. kind of thing. And, yeah, it was a hustle. I just love and respect art. I started out.
Graffiti.
Before
oh.
that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that yeah. too. But I started out drawing, like, Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon characters. And I was like.
Wow.
5 years old, six, seven. Like, yeah. you know, just started out drawing. And I've always loved art.
For sure.
So, yeah, started getting into that, doing tattoos and stuff like that. So.
What shook me is when you said you tattooed yourself. I was
yeah,
like,
all my whole legs, I tattooed all of them. So
that's
all,
crazy
all,
to me.
On my own. But, yeah, it was just more like practice kind of thing.
Really?
I didn't want to mess with anybody else, so I just did it to
myself. Would freak me out. I'd be like, ow, 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 wait.
It's easier.
Okay.
Because you can.
Because you can stop.
You
and,
can
yeah.
control your own pain. You know when to stop. You feel when to stop. It's not like someone else drilling into your neck, and you're like, ah, yeah. oh, I can't take it anymore. And they're right. like, no, you're going to take it. Yeah. Like, you know, so. It's a lot easier.
For sure. What yeah. was your first tattoo ever?
This California outline right here.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, just the outline.
Okay.
I got it when I was like 13 or something.
Damn.
Like and back then, you know, getting a tattoo was like the craziest thing yeah. ever. Like, people were not tatted up. I was just like, fuck, I got a tattoo.
Right. I just remember listening to Wiz's Ink My Whole Body Up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was
he
like,
was like the first. He was like the first rapper that was just all tatted, and everyone's like, this is insane. Like,
right.
this dude has so many tattoos.
Right.
Like, Wiz Khalifa. Yeah. My whole body. I don't give a motherfucker. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's my shit.
Yeah, of course. It was just the coolest thing.
Hell yeah.
And even Wiz, too, inspired. I was like, dude, this is so cool. It's so artistic. It looks dope. And I'm sure he has, you know, behind all his tattoos, he has his, you know, stories. Some
right.
some obviously mean more than others.
Right.
But, you know, it's lit.
Do
yeah.
you have a most meaningful? I know you were tatted as fuck, but.
I have a lot on my hand says forgive me mother. That was mm. that was a special one.
Damn.
How
does she receive that?
She loves it, you know. I've put my mom through a lot
for
when
sure.
I was when I was especially like a teenager and stuff
for
like
sure.
that. So it's just a small kind of like thing to always remind myself too, like just about a lot and how much my mom has done for me and how much I've, you know, how much I owe her.
Right.
For having my back and doing, showing me so much love growing up.
Absolutely.
But that's a special one. I have a lot of special ones, but, you know, they all have, like, yeah. stories
for sure.
like that.
In a sense, did it help, like, just coping with the pain of life, like, getting tattoos?
No. I hate pain.
Okay, me too.
I hate pain, but it's something about telling a story, that I like. There's something about telling a story and having my story on my body. So when
right.
someone looks at me and they kind of like look closer into just the tattoo aspect of it. I like telling a story. So yeah, getting pain, getting the tattoos, like, no, it didn't help me, didn't help me cope with anything. But I think telling my story and just like in art, since I love and respect art so much, I think it was an important thing for me to do.
Absolutely.
So.
I was gonna say a huge part of the show is mental health.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing. That's a good question. Fuck, how am I doing?
It's important to check in.
Shit. You know what? I think I need a therapist.
Oh,
I think
man.
I need a new therapist. I'm good. I'm good. I put a lot of my pain, a lot of the stuff that I go through into music.
Hell yeah.
And a lot of people could say like, yeah, a lot of your songs are sad, this and that, blah blah blah. But it's kind of like. Making those sad songs makes me not so sad anymore because I get it out. It's like talking to someone about your problems.
Right.
So when I don't have someone to talk to, I kind of just write it down. And that helps me a lot. But, I mean, as of right now, yeah, I just one thing that kind of stresses me out, makes me a little bit, is I don't have, like, too much time for music. I'm handling, like, a lot of, like, personal stuff, life stuff, family stuff.
Wow.
And I think getting back into music is very important for me, mental health wise.
Definitely.
I think having something or doing something that you love is important for mental health, so you're not basking in your sadness and your
right.
depression all day in your room. I've been there before, you know what
right.
I mean, just sat there for days and days and days on end, not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do.
Right.
But I think having someone you love, having something you love, anything you love, finding a fucking hobby that you're passionate about, that you could put that negative energy and fucking turn that shit into positive energy. I think it's super important. And thank God for music for me, because that's right. what music is for me. It's not just the fucking music for me. It's not just I get on the mic and make a hot track. Like, that's not what it is for me. It's something much deeper for myself.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Vinny was saying earlier, he was just like, yeah, man, his music's deep.
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't have a problem with being vulnerable and open and fucking showing what I go through.
Absolutely.
That's me. That's who I am. Just like I fucking wear these tattoos on my fucking, on my arms. I wear my fucking heart on my sleeve and my music. So I don't have a problem with it. And fucking when I'm gone, you know, people, you know, and a lot of people who can't talk about shit and aren't open, when they listen to that music, I know a lot of motherfuckers who connect with that shit.
Right.
And, you know, out in the open, out in public, they're some of the toughest, coolest motherfuckers. And they pull me to the side and they, look, man, mm-hmm. your music, this, you did that, you helped, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you would never guess, you would never think. But, you know, I've been pulled to the side a million times.
Right. I was going to say the amount of, you probably lost count. Like, there's no way you can count that.
I mean, and it's a beautiful thing because it's bigger than me. It's bigger than music.
Right.
It's about fucking people being able to relate and people fucking, you know, knowing that fucking we're all human. We go through shit. I could get, you know, super deep about it.
No, for sure, yeah.
You know, that's the way I feel like that's an important part of music. It's supposed to make you feel something.
Right.
But, you know, music is also supposed to make you feel happy, too.
Facts.
You know, music's supposed to make you feel happy. But I feel like I have my purpose in this music thing, and I've found it. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was gonna say, because I was listening to the intro track with Love Too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember you saying in an interview you were pretty open on that record, like when you went to rehab and stuff, what you were doing. You said because I could have OD'd from the nosebleed, this cocaine in my blood. Why don't I sleep? Mix all kinds of pills with the codeine.
Yeah.
What happened that led you to rehab? And just so you know, I've been to rehab twice.
Yeah.
So I have a soft spot for addicts, like super soft spot. Like
we were talking two days ago about this when we're in Vegas, drunk as hell.
Oh, man.
rehab came up, funny enough. But I just had, like, you know, we all go through our things, and at that time, I was going through a public breakup, and then I had internal things and then music things I was stressed about, and I was just really doing all the wrong things to help fix those things,
right.
And like it all made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of like you go into a downward spiral, and like before you have like, well, I don't know if people have had this, but I kind of had this. I had like a vision of like where I'm going, because I'm like a forward thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like a vision of me just being fucking dead. And I'm like, yeah, that's not what I'm trying to do. That's not where I'm trying to go. So I need to stop making these choices.
Right.
And I just need to fucking do something that I don't want to do.
Right.
To help myself, you know, be where I want to be. So.
Right.
Yeah, it was a lot of bad stuff. But it's all in the music. I'm not really, I don't have anything to hide. But rehab helped me.
Right.
And I'm a different person since then.
I love it.
In certain aspects of my life. So, yeah, it was very eye-opening and very very helpful.
Do you mind if I ask where you went?
I forgot what the name of it was, but it was in Santa Monica. I was there for less than 30 days.
Okay. I was gonna ask if it was nearby home or away, because you know they tell you not to be by home,
because
you could just
you know, it was here. It was
okay.
Close. It
okay.
Was close.
Cool.
So, but I was there for less than 30 days. I ended up bouncing out.
You see? Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up running away. But I felt like I had learned a lot.
Okay.
You know, I didn't go because I paid for myself.
Right. Yo, that shit is expensive. If your insurance ain't covered.
I'm like, yeah. No, my insurance didn't cover anything.
Right,
but
same.
I was like, look, I spend this much money. I got to leave with some, you know, some knowledge of myself and new knowledge of life. And I have to learn something.
Right.
At least. So I felt like I did. I met a lot of people. I've listened. The one thing that really helped me was I listened to a lot of people's stories in there, and they didn't know who the fuck I was.
Yeah, I saw you
know,
say
it's
that, yeah.
It's one thing listening to someone's story and them looking at you and talking to you like, you know, like, your music helped me so much. I this and that. And then it's another thing just kind of like being there and kind of like not really existing to this person and them like really actually like telling, you know what I mean? Right. So it's just two different experiences. They're both, you know, important. But I heard so many people's stories and so much of what they went through. And I'm like, wow, I learned how selfish I was. I learned how ungrateful I was.
Nah, everyone's journey is different. But yeah, I feel you.
You know, I learned how you know, how much I did have versus fucking crying about how much I didn't have. Right. You know what I mean? Complaining about how much I didn't have. So I learned a lot of things about myself that helped me, you know, with who I am now.
For sure.
So I try to look at things. We talked about this the other day, but I try to look at things like, you know, what I'm grateful for now instead of what I'm so stressed about, what I don't have. You know,
absolutely.
I just learned so much. It was super helpful.
I love that. Did you check yourself in, or was like an
I checked myself in?
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people will be doing interventions with, you know, like their team is like, it's time for you to go.
It was getting there. It was getting there. I think people, especially like, you know, with artists and stuff like that.
Right.
I think people don't want to step on toes and pull an artist aside and tell them, you know, it's kind of it could be an offensive thing. It could be like a, you know, you never know how someone's going to react.
Absolutely.
You never know if I'm just going to be like, fuck you guys, you're all fired.
Yeah, is that?
Like, they don't know what yeah. So, right. But it never got to that point. It was just kind of me having a self-realization.
For sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm going to read you this statistic. People who experience a shooting are likely to be affected by long-term psychological effects of the traumatic event, typically experiencing intense feelings of helplessness, anxiety, and fear. You know, it's just crazy to me that you were stabbed so young.
Mm-hmm.
At 15?
Yep.
What was your living environment like?
Living at that general time.
Mm-hmm. Just like, what was your environment? What
was
your
I was
psyche?
Just out a lot. I was just out. Okay. Didn't want to be home. Fucking just trying to figure something out. I had a lot of just lost hopelessness feeling. Kind of. I was around I hung around older people, you know?
Got you.
Feel like I didn't really get along with the people that were in high school and in sports and stuff like that. More of like an outcast. Hated being home for other reasons. And I was just kind of fucking out doing shit.
Yeah.
Lost and trying to fucking figure out who I was.
You know, obviously you were shot too.
Mm-hmm.
How did you process these and how did you cope?
It's weird. Sometimes it's really weird, to be honest. I don't even know. Like, that question still now to this day, I don't even really know. Yeah. A lot of it's like subconscious stuff that happens just naturally, you know. Yeah. You do good things and bad things because of certain things that have happened in the past. A lot of times you do them without like noticing that you're doing them.
Yeah.
Like coping mechanisms, you know, like how to cope with certain traumas from the past. And a lot of us have trauma. Like, I'm not the only one, you know.
Right.
But coping mechanisms are a big thing, whether it's like freaking out, whether it's hiding in your bedroom for weeks at a time, whether it's drinking, whether it's fucking hating everyone and not ever trusting anyone. Like, you know, we all have different ways to cope, but I don't, I don't know how I deal with it.
Right.
It's a little weird. Music helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, listening to music helps.
Right.
Writing music helps. That fucking, that helps me with almost everything.
Yeah.
You know, but there's still like things that I need to, you know, talking to someone.
Right.
Whatever, just stuff like that. Yeah.
For sure.
It's hard. It's hard to deal with it. Some people live with it for the rest of their lives, you know?
Yeah. But I was going to commend you, because a lot of people that would have gone through that probably couldn't do what you're doing today. Like, I feel like you were able to turn that around.
Yeah.
And to be where you are now is a fucking miracle. Like, that's a blessing, you know?
Thank you. It is. It's a blessing. I thank God for where I'm at. I'm just, you know, even just being able to breathe and walk. And I realized how ungrateful I've been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just being able to walk is a blessing.
Right.
Not everyone has that blessing.
Absolutely.
Being able to talk to people, communicate is a blessing. Some people don't have that. So I'm just, for everything that I do have and everything that comes, is just like bonus, bonus, bonus. I feel like I'm already living on bonus time anyway. So it's
that's
like
beautiful.
I'm already, everything that, every day that I get to live is just is an extra day that I've been blessed with. Above, you know, so
for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, I think I saw you were diagnosed with depression, anxiety. Did they prescribe you with anything?
Oh yeah, I've been But I don't like
medications.
Yeah.
You never tried it?
And for some, I have. Okay. I have. But for some people, you know, it works really well for them.
Yeah.
And then for some people, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, I think the problem with me is that, like, I like to feel pain sometimes. You know, I think it's good. I think pain, stress, like, it motivates me to push harder and motivates me to push, you know, to be better. And I don't know. I think I don't want to just feel numb to everything.
Right.
But then there's times where I'm just like, yeah, I can't take this shit. I do want to feel numb, but I don't want to feel numb completely.
Right.
You know, I still want that pain. I still want that frustration. I could put it into music, and I feel like it's bigger than me. If I'm just numb all the time and I just can't really write songs, can't really write music.
Yeah.
Just so I feel better, I feel like I'm taking a lot of music and stuff that I could put into my music that would help people, you know? So I don't want to take that away from myself. But I have before.
Yeah.
You know, and I just didn't like it. And then at the end of the day, I just don't feel happy with myself. So I'd rather just fucking go through it, get through it. But yeah. I'm like in the middle, you know?
Right. Because, I've been on Zoloft. I've tried.
Yeah, Zoloft. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you think like in those down bad moments, those rock bottoms, like, do you think that medication would have made a difference? You know?
No,
like,
yeah, it would have helped. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it would have helped.
Yeah.
Sure. But everyone's different, you know. That's right. Why you talk to a therapist. That's why you talk to a doctor. That's why you talk to people that love you, you know. And then you kind of, at the end of the day, you make that decision for yourself, obviously.
For sure.
But everyone's different.
For sure.
You know, everyone's different.
So. Absolutely. Man, I was going to ask too, because I don't know, this just came in my head. You know, obviously in the news recently, Twitch, he passed away by suicide. It was, I think, Ellen's DJ.
Yeah, Ellen's DJ. Yeah.
I don't know about you, but you know, as someone that's been there, that's been through depression where it's so bad that you're suicidal, like, how does that news affect you? Because it affects me so hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just, I mean, that news in specific, I mean, it's just sad, you know, seeing someone, especially a lot of the times it's someone that always has a smile on their face.
Right.
Someone that you probably, you know, if you met them before, like, you hear nothing but good stories, always happy, always this and that. But it's just like, you don't know the pain and the battles that people are going through. And some fucking people are so strong that they don't show it. No one knows. They don't want to burden anyone else with how they feel. But the fucked up thing is they don't want to be a bother, be a pain, because so many people are like, oh, too sad. Or they're too sad. I don't want to deal with this person. So they put on a smile. They're, you know, strong in front of everyone, but they keep all that shit inside.
Right.
You know, and I feel like, it's just sad. It's fucked up because, you know, so many reasons. But I think because people don't want to talk about how they feel, because it's not a popular thing to talk about how you feel, especially when it's something fucking real serious like that. And I just think it's, you know, more people should be open and willing to listen to people.
For sure.
You know, but sometimes you'll never guess.
Right.
It's just a sad thing.
Yeah, because you got a wife and three kids. It's just like.
Sometimes you'll just never know.
Right.
So.
Man. Well, you know, I saw you say therapy didn't work for you.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. I feel
it's kinda
you.
It's kind of because it's like you're talking to someone that may or may really not get like who the fuck you are, what the fuck you're going through. Yeah. A lot of the times they're a lot older than you.
Right.
And they're just like come from a whole different like background, a whole different time in history, a whole, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, you might get what I'm saying, but I don't think you get like in here,
right?
You know? And sometimes they just give you the look and the face and they're just like, yeah, I don't get what you're saying.
They don't say that.
No.
Okay,
like the look on their face is kind of like what?
Yeah.
Like, okay. And I'm just like, fuck. Like,
right.
No one's going to understand, like, having millions of dollars and fucking wanting to just fucking not be here anymore.
Right.
No one's going to understand, like, having the whole world say that how much they love you and how much you've done so much for them. And you fucking being like, fuck, I don't feel like I've done anything with my life. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
absolutely.
Once you start getting down deep into it, they're like, oh, but you got, you know, all these people that follow you and blah, blah, blah. And they're like,
damn, they really say that? That's so superficial.
But it's like, no, nah, but, but you know, they only because they're trying to understand.
Okay,
they're like, but you have so many people that love you. You have so many people that care. But it's just like, you know, I'm sure you've heard it from other people before or whatever. But it's just, man, it just might be like a wiring in the brain or something.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, I know a lot of people out there could probably relate. You know, sometimes you just think you got your fucking brains fucking wired a little bit wrong. Yeah, I feel like you. That. I'm like, dude, you should be happy right now. Like, especially in certain times, you know.
Yeah.
Big moments in my life. I've had, like, huge album releases where my album just came out. Or I'm having this crazy, crazy party. So many people are here. Everyone's praising me. Everyone loves me. And it's just like, I just don't want to be here. Like, I don't want to do this. I'm just, I don't know why I feel like this. I don't know why I'm on the brink of just flipping out, walking down the street without anyone and just fucking being in the dark and sitting on a random fucking sidewalk behind a car. But that's what I feel like doing right now.
I hear you.
There's no explanation. I've been there, never had no explanation for it. And sometimes I'm just like, fuck, maybe my brain's wired a little fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's okay. I know a lot of people out there feel like
that. I definitely think part of it is the trauma that you've had to endure throughout the years, you know?
Part of it. But I think we all have some sort of trauma. So that might be part of it. But, you know, I remind myself that it's okay.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I felt bad.
Yeah.
I felt like guilty for not being grateful. And then
yeah.
I tell myself to be grateful. And then I'm just like, fuck. Like, so it's a constant battle.
For sure.
But life is good, though.
I know. Life, I love that.
Life is good.
I don't mean to dwell like this, but I just feel like this is a very important conversation.
I talk about it a lot in my music. Yeah. I talk about it with people, like when I'm sitting or talking with, you know, someone that's a fan or someone that's, you know, not a fan or whatever. Have conversations like this, and it's healthy because you start understanding things a lot more. You start understanding pain a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You start understanding heartbreak, hurt a lot more, and what happens with this and why these things happen. And when you run from it less and embrace things a little bit more, I just think it's a lot it's healthier.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I saw your post because I know recently. I think you had shouted out Sky because she had gotten you to of those episodes or down bad moments.
Down bad moments.
Yeah. Did something trigger it though? Like, was there, because? Or did it happen just like you're just all of a sudden?
Yeah, there's a few things that triggered it. Just like this year was super, super rough. But certain things, it's usually like the little things, like the cherry on top.
Right. That's
that you're just like, it's not necessary. Like a few big things can happen and you're like, you know what? I'm going to be strong. I'm going to get through this. And then there's just that one or two little things where you're just like, fuck, like I've had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just fucking, nothing's working out. Life doesn't work out for me. Like this shit's fucking, you know, but I think it's usually like the little things and that in specific, just like so many tiny things built up where it's just like, life's not working for me. This isn't working out for me. This isn't working out for me. This isn't working out. And it feels like nothing is working for like months at a time. And you're just like, dude, fuck this. I don't want to deal with this. I can't deal with this anymore.
Right.
But, I know a lot of people can relate to that, too.
For sure. So. For sure. All right. We're going to do a trivia question.
Let's do it.
Okay. This is a good one. where was Tupac born?
Oakland. No, he's from Oakland. Fuck. You got me on the good one.
Yeah.
Didn't prepare for
this. No, you're good. But I asked that because it is a tricky question.
I know he was born in a jail cell. New York, right? Okay.
Yeah.
He's from, because I know Tupac's from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Grew up in Oakland.
Yeah.
Grew up in Oakland.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I know he's from the East Coast, but
Came
out West Side, but see, that's my guy.
Right.
If I'm not on point with the Tupac,
I love it.
Someone around me is. So.
Well, I'm gonna give you the choices: the Bronx, Los Angeles, Manhattan, or Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Jeez.
I'm like, Slim, don't freak out. It's Manhattan.
It's Manhattan.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not good with East Coast geography.
No, you're good.
But
you're good.
Okay. I'm like Brooklyn, Manhattan. Okay.
I hope the other ones are easier. But either way, you get a gift.
Okay, another one? Yo, this is like, I've never received so many gifts in my life.
Right, but this is a gift so this is my guy, Lava Bentley.
Okay, I love this bag.
Right?
This is like a designer, designer type bag.
Right?
Lava Bentley, okay, this is so dope.
Yeah, so he's a
dope.
Feel
expensive.
Right?
Oh, it looks expensive.
He's
too.
A dope what rapper, rapper entrepreneur from Virginia. So his brand is Lava. So
Shout out Lava Bentley.
Hey.
I'm taking this out. It's like a dry
clean. Yeah, I know. It smells so good. I was like, I don't know if I should take off the plastic
before. I don't want to take off the plastic.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should I leave it? Leave
it on for now? Should he
take
it off?
I should probably take it off.
Take it off,
right?
Yeah.
This is dope.
Isn't it nice?
I'm trying to see what it is. So it's a jacket.
Yes.
It's a suede. So I got the suede.
Yes.
It got the embroidery. Yeah. Okay.
You feel me?
This is a really dope material right here. This is a really dope. It might actually be expensive.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, I was gonna say it looks expensive, but it's probably because it's expensive, yeah. You know. But
I'm
this
dead.
Is so dope.
Yeah.
Flower power, okay.
I know it has a little, you know. This is for when so you dope. Do the shrooms. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. That's so dope. This got to be an expensive piece, right?
Right.
There. All the embroidery on the back, the side, the
you
front.
You feel me? And then
material.
We got you some, you know.
Shout out Lava Bentley.
Yeah, so the Lava is LAVA, so he's bridging the gap between LA and Virginia.
Virginia,
yeah.
Okay. He's from Virginia.
Uh-huh. But now that's he's in LA, so, you know, he sells weed and streetwear, so this is his streetwear brand.
That's so dope. Y'all got me hooked up with the gifts.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Man.
We had to.
Okay.
Man.
Thank you for that. Shout out Lava Bentley one time.
Okay, so now my favorite topic.
Okay.
Relationships.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. That's a happy topic.
Right. It is. Well, I was going to. Okay. One serious question before that. So I had Amber Rose on my show.
Okay.
And she was saying how being famous or someone with notoriety and going through a breakup or just dating in general is much harder than someone that isn't.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the public breakup. Like, how much do you think, how much more difficult was it given?
Because you got to, like, answer to people, and then people are judging you, and then you see this and that, and it's like people will literally be like, oh, I don't fuck with them anymore because they went through this breakup. And it's like, how do you know we ain't still cool, we just broke up, like, you know what I mean? And people start getting their like ulterior, you know, like their secondary like opinions when they have no clue that's what's going on. And then people start treating you different, acting different, versus if it's just like. And it's kind of like, you know, I guess you could compare it to like a high school breakup. If you're like the popular, it's going to be a big thing, you know. But it's just it's just more stressful because you have to deal with more stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just annoying.
Right.
It's just like it's like dealing with a breakup and being like already annoyed at that. And then like being just like a lot more annoyed with everything else, too.
For sure.
So, yeah, it's just it's just a lot more annoying.
Yeah. Is it harder to date when you're famous?
Because
that was her struggle, she was saying.
I think I'm having a good time. Hell no. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Me and Sky, hell no. Ever since we've been together, we've been having the time of our lives. I don't know.
And that makes me so happy, too, just seeing you happy. Like, it just makes me happy.
Yeah, no, it's pretty easy. I guess it might, well, to answer the question, I guess, like, aside from my personal opinion on it, I guess and maybe it's harder because you don't know who's there for what.
Right.
Or who wants to date you or be with you for what.
That's valid.
It might be easier just being like, you know, not having any money and being, you know, not even having a car and being like, yeah, look, she must love me for me because she don't love me for anything else. You know what I mean? Like, so I think in that sense it might be easier because you're just like, I don't have all these people all over me. I just have this, you know, this person that likes me for who I am, and I live a simple life, and that's what it is, versus being like, I'm so like paranoid, traumatized, trust issues, because I've had experiences in the past where people just want a shout out, people just want some fame, people just want, you know, to see if they can come up on some money or something like that.
Damn.
So I guess that in a sense, but it's also who you associate yourself with. And
absolutely.
If you know how to have a conversation with someone, you know how to get information out of people and see where their fucking head's at and see who they are.
Yeah.
You know? But it's tricky, especially out here in LA. It's real, real tricky. So being famous and dating in LA, it's probably hard.
Yeah, for sure.
It's probably hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah.
Absolutely. How did you guys meet?
You want the real story?
Yes.
The real story.
She's laughing, so.
All right. I hit her up on Twitter.
Oh, I was going to say, because everyone be shooting their shot on Instagram, and that's how people get together.
I hit her up
now.
On
like,
Twitter. She appeared or something like that. And yeah, she rejected me, and she like.
Wait, what?
She ghosted me and everything, and I was just kind of like, damn. I'm like, what? Like, okay.
What did you
I
first
guess.
Say? Did you?
Nah, just like. I got, you know what I mean? I got a little, I have a different type of, a different type of game. So
pickup game?
Like, it's not pickup game. My game is not pickup game. Okay. My game is just normal. You know what I mean? Like, yo, what's up? What's popping? Like, I like to be cool with people because sometimes it leads to just being cool with people. Mm-hmm. You know? So my game's not like, hey, da, 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 like, let's go out. Like, I don't like to be, like, pushy about anything.
For sure.
So I just like to be cool. I always like to be like, you know, if you got some friends, we're doing this, 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 pull up in a public setting with friends. I don't really like to do the, you know, all the one-on-one kind of like stuff type thing. So my game is kind of more just like normal.
Oh, damn. So first day, you'd rather kick it with friends than one-on-one?
Yeah, for both parties' sake.
Okay.
So it's not like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You don't know if I'm a weirdo. I don't know if you're a weirdo.
Okay.
You know, that's realistically, you know. So I like for that them to get their friends' opinions and me to get my friends' opinion.
Okay.
Like, oh, yeah, they're not weird. Cool, whatever. And let's go on a date or something. So,
yeah.
But yeah, my game's more just like normal. I just like to talk, be cool. I don't like to do all the extra, extra stuff. But maybe that's why she ghosted me, because I was boring. But, you know what I mean?
I'm
I don't
dead.
Know. Something like that. But we ended up talking again. And then, we met. And then, yeah, pretty much.
Wait, so what happened after she rejected you? You tried again?
Tried to hit her up again, and then I think she didn't. She ignored me or whatever, and then I hit her up maybe, like, again, like, yo, we're doing this, or I'm doing this. Like, what's good? Like, you know, just on some normal shit, not like, hey, how come you're not responding? Like, hey, no, nothing weird like that, but just more like a check, you know, just like courtesy. I do that with friends. I do that with people. Just, like, sometimes people are fucking busy. She was fucking... She was working in college, so she was fucking, you know, doing her own thing.
Yeah.
So sometimes people are, you know, just doing their own shit. And, you kind of just follow up with people. Just like normally, I'm sure you followed up with people.
Yeah.
Once, two, maybe sometimes three times.
Yeah.
And
follow up game strong.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all. Pretty much. I'm just like,
dead.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
But I like to be cool with people and not to be over pushy at all. Just because sometimes you meet someone and it's like, oh shit, we didn't even have to like be any like flirty anything. You just the homegirl. You're just
hell
cool.
Yeah.
You just know,
right. And
you know cool people too, and you have cool homeboys, homegirls, and they come hang out and they're good people, and you know a handful of good people.
For sure. Because
you weren't trying to fucking get in this girl's pants.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So
that's valid.
Relationships don't always got to be like that. They could just be cool, and you could just meet cool people.
Yeah. So how long were you crushing on her before she responded?
Well, I think she responded first.
Oh, okay.
And then it was like, but it wasn't even really a crush thing.
Okay.
I thought she was good looking, but
okay. It's
more about the way someone talks, presents themselves.
Hell
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? There's
for
so
sure.
much more than just that. So once I got to know her, then I was like, oh shit. Yeah. She's very smart, very articulate.
I love
it. Carries herself well and fucking been through a lot. So that's
right.
Why I was like, oh, you know, you've been through a lot of shit. You fucking, you know, you have a lot of the same things that I have kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So it's, yeah, and we just related on that. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
What does it mean to have her on two songs on your new project? I feel like music is so timeless, and it's just to be able to make music with your bae is everything to me.
Yeah. It's fun because it just happened so naturally. It was just fucking, we were just there and we just made it happen. I feel like it's even more of a beautiful thing because she helped me out so much with being motivated to do music. Having shit to write about, having shit to talk about. And it's just dope because it's more like, yo, look at this person. Like, look at me and this person. You know what I mean? Like, this is, it's a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's lit. It's like, it just came natural. It's just like a natural thing. Like, we both love music. We both love making music. We both love respect the art in a certain fashion.
Hell yeah.
As opposed to just like, oh, let's try and do this. Like, we have conversations about music. We have conversations about the history of music. We have conversations about genres and fucking what, you know, what makes you feel this. And we had a conversation the other day. We're like, you know, she's like, you know, it's fucking so sad. Like, some people will never experience just fucking rocking out to some crazy ass fucking, like, you know
hell
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people, you can listen to rap, you can listen to R&B, and those are experiences in themselves. But when it comes to music, we're talking about, like, some people won't ever know the feeling of just fucking going crazy to
like
some
mosh
fucking
pit shit.
Mosh pit metal, like
hell
fucking
yeah.
Punk rock, whatever, you know, whatever type of fucking
genre.
Like, that's a fucking, it's an important, it's a fun thing to experience. Like,
absolutely.
Once, but anyways, Yeah, we love and respect fucking music in all yeah. fashions, and fucking we're just music lovers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's back beautiful. To the wine thing. Like,
yeah.
Some people are wine like lovers. Like, we might have a glass of wine or something, but some people are like, we love this wine. This came from the 1800s.
Blah, blah, yeah. blah.
Like, that's how me and Sky are
that's
with
funny.
Music. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
so,
love that.
And we just connected so deep on that. And some people, you know what I mean? Like, having her on the songs is like, some people might think it's cute and shit, but to us, this is like, it's a fucking so much more of a beautiful thing than just like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, she's on some songs.
Right,
like,
nah, I mean? For like, sure.
She, I think we both give each other a newfound love and respect for
right.
music as a whole. Not oh. even just as a genre, but as a whole, you know?
Right, and you know that song was built off genuine love.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
That's so. That was the easy part.
Yeah.
That was the easy, right?
Oh,
just
no.
go in the studio and vibe.
Right.
And it's just so much easier when it comes natural. And you know, like, I'm doing, she, you know, I do it independently. I don't have
right.
anyone telling me, giving me anything,
yeah.
anything. I just go in there, do it, make it, and that's the easiest way.
For
you know?
Sure.
So,
where'd you guys go on your first date?
I'll tell you exactly where we went. I know exactly where we went. You want to know?
Yeah.
We went, and help me out if I'm telling the story wrong, but I'll tell you the basic thing. We're in LA, driving around, whatever. I called, I think it was late, so I called Domino's. I was trying
oh
to
Oh my
take,
gosh.
You know, I called Domino's, right? I ordered a pizza, cool, because we're just chilling. It was not no, like, you know, I was just like, all right, cool, call Domino's, order a pizza. And then we've been on a lot better dates since then.
Yeah.
But I drive to a Domino's, and I'm so, like, you know, we're having so much conversation. I'm so, like, you know, into her that I'm like, I get to the Domino's, and, like, this lady, the inside the Domino's, the lady's like, oh, there's no pizza here. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what? I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I called. I ordered. She's like, all right, let me check. Let me figure it out. And then blah, blah, blah. Was it Domino's or Pizza Hut? Domino's. So she's like, yeah. Nah, nah. And then I, like, check, or I call back. And they're like, yeah, we're off this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, fuck, my dumb ass went to the wrong Domino's.
Oh, my God.
So I guess we got to go.
That's hilarious.
Go to the other one and blah, blah, blah. But it was the one on, I forgot where it's at, but it's in Hollywood somewhere. We've passed by it a couple times. We're like, oh. And then got the pizza. And then, yeah, we did some, we drove around, did other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just normal shit. Nothing yeah. crazy. But it was more of a vibe, dude. It was
yeah.
one of those things that, it was like one of those corny Twitter quotes or like whatever, where it's
I
like
love it.
It's not about where you are or what you're doing on the date, like it's about the person. Like if you really vibe with that person, like you could be at McDonald's and fucking you're gonna have the time of your life.
Hell yeah.
And that's literally how it was. Like
yeah.
I was like, bro, we could be at fucking outside a Jack in the Box at 1 a.m. with no fucking car, no ride home, and we
yeah.
would have just been having a great fucking time.
I love
you
it.
You know, it wasn't anything like extravagant. We were just vibing, and it's like, you know how you're having a conversation with someone and you don't even know what's going on around you?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much what was happening. It was just a vibe.
I love it.
But since then, we've been on a lot of better dates. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
But that was the first one. It was just cool. I just got to know her, and that was literally it.
For sure.
So,
I love it.
You
is,
know?
That, is Domino's your favorite pizza?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not my favorite pizza.
I'm dead. What's your favorite?
Is it yours? What's your favorite pizza, Sky? Yeah. You know what's crazy?
Damn.
I don't think either of us like pizza too much.
It was
that
just
day,
open.
But yeah, but we didn't care. We didn't care. It
yeah.
was yeah, yeah. We didn't. It was late.
That's hilarious.
We're just like, yeah, whatever. So
I love it.
But I don't like pizza too much. I don't really have a favorite pizza place. I like the, I just like trying new pizzas.
Got it.
From new places, mom and pop shops, stuff like that.
Respect.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to ask what it means to bring her on tour and like have her with you at these shows. Like.
It's fun. It's more of, it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier because I'm just like, I got my best friend with me. So
right,
it's like,
right.
It's like you're asking me like, you know, going to work, right? Say you work at Jack in the Box. Say you
yeah.
work at Domino's for the sake of conversation. It's like, all right, you work at Domino's, but now the person that you love and is your best friend works at Domino's with you. Like, how's that like? It's like,
yeah.
it's fucking lit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm not even working anymore. I'm fucking just loving life. I'm having fun, and I'm
oh,
fucking,
yeah.
this is now, it's natural. Now when something stressful happens or something, I'm pissed off. Like, I got my fucking, my best friend right there with me to talk about it and fucking hold me down and shit. Like, you know, it's a lot easier. You work at Domino's, you get stressed out. Fucking, you're like, fuck, I'm just fucking pissed.
Right.
You know, versus if you got your partner right there with you, you're just kind of like, fuck, I was kind of pissed. But, you know, it's all good. Life's good.
I love it.
You know, so that's pretty much what it is.
Just given your fan base, because your fan base is popping.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a stalker?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yes, God. Yeah, she knows. Yeah.
Oh no.
It was a crazy one. Yeah.
That's scary.
I told the story before, but yeah. Oh, okay. She was a little how do you say, kind of out of it though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, but it was crazy. She wouldn't leave outside my house, kind of thing.
That's crazy.
And she was just like, I didn't even know who she was, whatever. But
wow.
I think someone that I used to like work with or something like invited her to one of the parties, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Some dummy or someone just kind of like involved her. And then I was just like, what the hell? That's why you got to watch out who you have on your team.
Right.
One little thing, one little stupid mistake that these dudes try to do, like, oh yeah, I try to invite this girl over. Now this girl know where I live.
That's
now
crazy. She's stalking
me.
Right.
Maybe trying to kill me or do something. Yeah. You know what I mean? So. You just got to be careful. But yeah, she wouldn't leave. Fucking cops came, still didn't leave. And we're just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But yeah, and I guess she ended up leaving. But yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had a stalker before like that.
Right. That's weird that she's at your house. That's like so intruding.
Like outside.
Like. Yeah.
Wouldn't leave kind of thing.
That's terrible.
But yeah.
All right, trivia question.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Man, this one is hard. Well, I thought it was hard. What is the fastest ride at Anaheim's Disneyland Resort? A, Matterhorn. B, Splash Mountain. C, Incredi Coaster. D, Space Mountain.
Space Mountain has to be. Space Mountain? It has to be Space Mountain. Fuck.
Wait, I don't even know this one. Incredi
what?
Coaster?
Magic? Huh?
Incredi Coaster?
I don't think I've ever been on that one.
Oh, I don't think I have either.
I don't think I've ever been on that one.
That's what it's called.
Is it new?
85
I've
miles.
Never been on that one.
Let's go.
We gotta go, Sky. Let's
fuck
go.
Shirley Temple. Just kidding.
I'm down. I'm down to go.
I wanna go.
Why not?
That's hilarious. All right. Well, anyways, you get a gift anyways.
Okay, another gift.
Yes,
Oh my gosh. Let's see them. You're good.
So this is from Smoke Odor Candles.
So it's a smoke odor.
So this is what's cool. If you have friends that smoke,
uh-huh.
You spark this and it diffuses the weed smoke.
Oh,
and it smells so good.
So it diffuses
yes.
the smoke.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
I'm going to give that to
so
you.
So if you don't want your car, your room,
right.
or the studio
speaking of car,
like weed,
we got you air fresheners.
Okay.
We got you room
Man,
spray.
You guys are so
a bunch of,
amazing.
You know.
Amazing. Wow. Oh, my
you
God.
You feel me? I want to. It's Christmas, so you got to smell.
Yeah,
you got to smell
thank
this
so
shit.
Much.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what is. So tell me.
That's the room spray. So if you want to spray this
okay.
for the room. I think
oh, smoke odor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's just the mini
is this
version.
It's a popular thing, smoke
yeah.
odor?
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
You get the studio, not stop smelling
my favorite,
like weed.
I don't know about you, but I love candles. Candles
I love
are
candles.
A vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I actually want to smell this.
Man, these are
vanilla.
I'll tell you what, I need these for my cars for sure.
Right.
For sure.
What does Forrest car be smelling like?
Weed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who's
not
smoking?
Not even doesn't mean everyone.
Oh, okay, got you. That's... Look at God.
But
look at God.
Yeah, this is it's lit. It's lit.
Hell yeah.
Okay, dope.
I love it.
Thank you so
How
much.
How many cars do you have for us?
That would have been an interesting question 3 years ago, but now I just have two.
What was it 3 years ago?
Like nine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, something like that. But
That's
I
crazy.
Just I went through just one of the, you know, we all
yeah.
go through phase. I just really like cars.
Right.
And I really got into cars and I thought they were super dope and I just spent a bunch of money on them and I just sold them.
Okay.
I don't really drive anymore
okay.
too much.
By choice?
Yeah, by choice. So.
I hate driving in LA.
LA I don't like. But I like driving going down like PCH, Santa Monica,
I love that.
You know.
Yeah.
Those are nice drives
yeah.
when there's not traffic, when it's kind of, you know,
Absolutely.
When it's calm. But I only have two now. I have my SUV.
Okay.
And then I have like a nice little Mercedes, nothing too
nice.
Crazy flashy. These days I don't like the attention too much, but I used to like it. I
yeah.
used to ride by. Everyone's like, whoa.
Right.
And now both of my cars are all black. black tinted windows, black tinted everything.
For sure.
Also, LA's fucking gotten crazy.
Yeah, facts. You know? So let's talk about that.
LA's just too much. I don't walk around with, you know, unless I'm with my people that are ready, you know. Yeah. But I like going out with just me and Sky. I like being low key. Yeah. I go out in shorts and fucking Chucks and a hoodie, throw my hoodie on, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like to go out being all too flashy and being like, I'm more lit than everyone else, I'm better. Yeah. I just like, you know, me and my girl trying to have a, you know, good time and chill, vibe out. But yeah, I just stay low key because LA's crazy,
right?
Crazy,
man. Rest in peace, PNB Rock.
Yeah, RIP PNB. Yeah,
y'all knew each other.
Yeah. Me and Sky were at the one time we was at the casino with him. In LA, and he was just going, he was going crazy, and I was like, I was getting a little worried too, because I was like, yo, my guys, he is big balling. Like,
yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm just like, damn, this shit is wild. But
did he win?
Yeah, of course. Okay, all right. And my guy's just it's just really sad, unfortunate. I just, you know, that's not really something that I talk too much about, but it's just like, you know, it's super sad, and there's not any too much to talk about,
right?
Because I just feel really, you know, it's like a shitty thing.
I agree.
But yeah, RIP and fucking out here is just too crazy, man.
Right.
I'm like, at this point, I'm like I don't like anything about out here.
Right.
Kind of thing
I
anymore.
Agree. Yeah.
You know, and it's just a lot of this shit's sad because it's just like, once you really understand like money and all that shit really ain't shit. It's really about who you are as a person. Like, when you hear about people doing shit, like fucked up shit for money and, you know, taking people's lives for whatever, this and that, it's just like, bro, like, it's
Why?
Not worth it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Facts.
You know?
I agree.
But yeah, it's just, I think I'm trying to get out of LA. I moved out of LA.
Okay.
Then I moved back because I got stuff to handle out here. I have a lot of people out here. I do a lot of other stuff, like business stuff out
for
here.
For sure.
And I love LA. It's a beautiful place, but like, I don't know. There's a lot of fucked up stuff about it.
Right. Because it's been a topic lately. It's just like, how dangerous is rap as a profession?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Oh, it's dangerous. I think someone said like, it's the most dangerous profession, like something like that, you know? Like, it's so dangerous.
Yeah.
And we're like targets, on our back. But, you know, you can kind of learn and make certain decisions that make you, like, less of a target.
For sure.
Staying the fuck away from L.A., for one.
Right.
You know, but it's hard to as well because everything's going on out here.
Right.
But that's why, like I said, I just like walking around with just, like, a hoodie, shorts.
For sure. Less attention.
Yeah. Like, if someone wants to take my dirty ass shoes, like, take them.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't walk around with, like, a bunch of cash on me or anything like that. But I used to be super loud with, like, all the cars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A little bit of jewelry or whatever. But, LA is too crazy. And being an artist, being a musician, specifically a rapper, it's just fucking violent.
Right.
It's just, like, you know?
Yeah.
And it sucks because there's a lot of these rappers, they're good people, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, especially PNB. Like,
oh, my God.
He's
That's
a great person.
One
know?
Of my favorite
he's a,
people.
He's a dad, like, you know?
Beautiful
he's
soul.
It's fucked up. He's a great person. And then you got, like, you're just mixing up with a bunch of different type of people, bad people too, you know? And it's fucked up. It's fucked up for the good ones because it's just like, fuck, there's a lot of, just like LA, there's a lot of amazing things in the music industry too. You meet
a
lot of good people.
Facts.
Like you yourself. You know?
I appreciate that.
Every time I see you, I'm like, dude, Shirley's so cool. She's so sweet every fucking time. You
Thank
know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
But, you know, sometimes we rub shoulders with some like people who are shitty people.
Amen.
You know, and it's just a part of the game. It's like working at a job.
Yeah.
You know, and fucking you got a fucking shitty coworker or a shitty fucking manager or whatever it is, you know what I mean? And fucking they're just not great people.
For sure.
And it's dangerous. Jealousy.
Right.
Energy. People don't want to see you do good.
Right.
You know, people wanna see you do bad. People get just so frustrated at someone doing fucking good for themselves and taking care of their family, which I can never understand.
Right.
You know, and you just got to watch out for it.
Fact. How many people you gotta take care of?
Me?
Yeah.
Whoever I want to. Okay. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, yeah, it's just, I'm a very happy person. I learned, like, now it's more of, like, I'd rather spend money on all the people that I love and care about than fucking be alone at the top floor of the penthouse with right. fucking millions of dollars. Because for what? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, why? It's just, like, unnecessary to me. And those are some of the fucking saddest people in the world just fucking gonna die in their piles of money.
Right.
I don't want to be like that.
Right.
Yeah. I want to die sure. with all the people that I love around me telling me fucking how fun this life was.
For sure. Respect. Yeah. I was just going to ask, because I was listening to All Falls Down. Just your lines about your dad. Like, how's your relationship with him now compared to back then, you know?
Yeah,
listened to your album for
him. Yeah, yeah. me and my dad had beef.
Yeah.
When I was, you know, young, we had beef. I had a lot of anger, resentment. And it's because I didn't understand a lot of things.
But you're valid to those feelings.
Yeah. I didn't understand a lot of things. Now that I grow up, my dad's one of my best friends, you know, like that's my homie. Like we drink together. We party a little bit together. We, you know what I mean? Just have a good time. And, I started realizing just a lot, you know what I mean? I don't think my dad's ever asked me for money, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah,
I
don't think my dad's ever asked me for money.
Yeah.
You know, aside from maybe not asking me for money, but he's been like, "Yo, what's up? Like, get me in the studio. Yeah. Let's do some stuff. Like, let me help out with some stuff." But he's never been like, "Yo, let me get this, let me get that." I don't think my dad's ever asked me for anything.
That's crazy.
And when I started realizing it, he's been more of a person that's told me shit about the world, you know, and he's been through a lot of shit and fucking, you know, I'm not perfect. He's not perfect.
Right.
But I've learned a lot from him, and I've learned a lot from his mistakes, you know. So
that's a beautiful.
My whole life. Yeah. My whole young life. I grew up having beef with my dad, not knowing how much I wanted to be like my dad. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So
it'd be like that.
Yeah, it's so such a weird thing, and I'm still learning about it. But yeah, man, he's cool. He's just one of them. He's like kind of like he don't really fucking play no games, you know, and he's more like he'll still tell me some shit. He'll still call me and he'll be like, "Yo, what the fuck? Like, what's up with that shit?" Like,
yeah,
I don't fucking do that shit. That shit ain't cool.
Right.
Like, he'll press me. And I didn't like used to like getting pressed, especially. But now I'll be like, okay, I get it. Like, chill, you know, calm down.
I have to ask, because I have a really tough relationship with my mom. How were you able to forgive him? Like, how were you? You know, that must have taken a lot. Is that deep?
Yeah, it's just over time. Okay. It's me realizing that he, in my head, kind of like he comes from a time that it was a lot harder.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Specifically, like going to fucking prison for a fucking long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he comes from a place where it was more like he didn't do certain things to hurt me, you know, and my sister, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just see it as more of like, once I started finding out like the details and what happened, like he didn't get a fucking fair shot at life.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like he didn't get a fucking.
How long was he locked up for?
So many years. I don't know. Not over 10 years, but like a little lower than that. About seven or something like that.
Because the system's crazy too.
I started realizing that the older I get, the more stories you hear, like, this is fucked up.
Right.
Like, that's fucked up. Like, and then you start learning about, you know, like, wow, this is a lot of fucked up shit happens. And sometimes things happen to people that you're just like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a lot of chaos.
For sure.
But, I mean, it gets real deep. But now me and him are cool. And I've told him, like, he's apologized to me.
Yeah,
you know?
That's.
So, and I'm telling, he.
Did that, was that shocking or surprising?
Nah, because I'm just like right there, like, dude.
Right,
like,
right.
You're here. The one thing, me and my dad have beef. We've had fucking arguments. We've been on and off our whole lives. The one thing, and it gets me a little sentimental, but the one thing I fucking love about my dad is he may not have been like you know, my cup of tea or whatever. But that motherfucker loves my sister so fucking much. Wow. He will, like, people say, like, oh, they would kill for her. Like, yeah. But my dad, like, he would actually, he will actually kill someone for my sister.
Wow.
And he loves her so fucking much. And sometimes people get jealous of that or whatever. But as a fucking grown-ass man, yeah. You know, and as someone who fucking knows and understands love and shit like that, when I see that shit, I'm just like, that's the one thing that makes me love and respect him above fucking all else, you know?
Wow.
So I'm just like, look, I think my dad loves me, you know what I'm saying? But like,
he loves your sister for sure.
He loves my fucking sister like she is a fuck, you know what I mean? And I try to put myself in his shoes, like, you got a fucking son. Your son's kind of fucking, you know, he's kind of a fucking wild motherfucker. And then you got a daughter, and it's just like, that's my daughter. So I put myself in his shoes, and I'm like, you know what?
I
love and respect him for that. That's the one thing. I'm just like, me and my dad could fucking be on and off all our lives. We could be beef it all our lives. But that's the one thing that's going to make me, that I'm always going to be like, you know what? I love and respect you because you got a fucking big heart, and you are not a bad person.
I love that.
You know, so we've had conversations and shit.
How far apart are you and your sister? 2 years. Okay. Are you guys close?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Of course. Very close.
What did it mean to write letter to my unborn?
Oh, yeah. That's
And how many kids do you want, Fora?
Oh, man. Okay, one at a time.
One at a time.
I think that song is very important because I have this bad habit of thinking what's going to happen like when I die.
Right. Man, I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm like, are people going to show up?
Yeah, like kidding. I don't like to think about it, but inevitably we're all going to, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's just something that I wanted to just leave behind kind of thing, just in case anything happens or anything you know happens kind of thing or whatever, because you never really know, you know,
right?
But it's just very important. It's like, it's almost like writing a will, but so much more important than money or material things. So that's to me kind of like what it is, you know what I mean?
Have you been wanting to write a song like that, and it just ended up on this project?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I want to write a lot of different songs about a lot of different things that, I think for artists like me, I don't mean to get too like dark, but I think for artists like me, motherfuckers don't really understand their music and understand their message until they're fucking gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now I'm writing a lot more music for people to kind of understand more, like when I'm not here or whatever, that like, oh, this makes sense. Right now it might just be like some sad songs or some deep songs, but I want it just more to all make sense for when people can't interview me, when people when people can't ask me questions.
Right.
So now you need to actually really go back to the music, and now you need to actually really process it, understand it, listen to the song 5 or 6 times, and then understand it. So I think that was a song that kind of speaks to that volume and is kind of like one of those. So
for sure.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask a follow. Oh yeah, how's it feel to be an uncle?
Oh, it's great.
Oh, how many kids you want?
How many kids?
Yes, sorry.
That's a good question. I wanna say 0.
I know.
It's because fuck, life's hard.
I feel you.
Life's so hard. Imagine having 6 kids. Right now.
I'm just like, how do motherfuckers have 8 baby mamas?
Right. So it's stressful.
Right.
It has to be stressful.
Yeah.
I know it's a beautiful thing. Everyone's like, it's the most beautiful thing. They're like,
You're super young, so you don't have to think about it that late.
But it's like being, you know, a parent is like,
that's your whole full time.
That's gotta be your number one
priority. Have you read The 4 Agreements?
No, I haven't,
okay.
But
that's a great book.
I've read part of it. I know exactly what it's
about. I highly suggest it, but it's just like, the child's like one incident can traumatize them like for their life.
Such a big responsibility.
Like that's crazy. It made me be like, yo,
you could be such a bad parent that you could raise a kid that becomes something, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's like I think we were talking about it the other day too, is the ultimate failure, like, is not like not being rich or not being famous. Like the ultimate failure is raising someone that, how do you say, like, becomes like a bad person, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Because you could raise good kids and have no money, no car, no anything, but if you raise good kids, people are going to be like, yeah, that person fucking loves their kids. They raise their kids fucking well.
Right.
Right? Or you could fucking have millions and millions of dollars, all these cars, be successful. And if you raise horrible kids that are fucking pieces of shit, none of that means right. anything. And you're a bad parent. You're a bad person because right. your kids hate you. Your kids talk shit about you. Your kids are fucking bad people. And it's just like, yeah, like they got all this money and everything, but you raise bad kids. And I think we talked about it. I think that's one of the ultimate failures. In
right.
life, you know,
absolutely.
It's not, it's one of the ultimate failures is not being not rich, not yeah. being, it's not being successful. Like you could live a good life and be a successful person without having all these things that people think are important. But raising someone and not carrying out that responsibility fully and doing the right thing, I think that's one of the ultimate failures.
Absolutely.
So it's not a fear because I wouldn't do it. I don't think I wouldn't do it right. You know, I would do it right. But it's a huge responsibility. It's so much more of a responsibility than right. fucking, you know, dropping a not hot album or
right.
making a bunch of money. Like, it's so much more. So much scarier. Yeah. So much more of a responsibility.
Agreed.
And it's crazy because you got a lot of people having kids.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a little scary. It's like, fuck. Yeah.
True.
And then you think about that. You gotta protect them from that.
Right.
You gotta protect someone 24/7. Like, right. You know what I mean? So it's a rough thing.
For sure. I agree. So how's it feel to be an uncle though, on a positive note?
It's lit. It's almost like I got a kid without really having yeah. a kid, you know? But yeah. just like what I said, it's like I feel like that's my responsibility too. And now it's like, fuck. All right, nothing can happen. And if something does happen, like I'm the one to call. But my nephew's dad and my nephew's mom, they're both great people and they both love that kid, so I'm not
beautiful.
Too worried.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm
just like the secondary parent, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, me and Skyler are right there, like,
yeah.
Y'all just hit us up. We're good. We don't need to be anywhere at any time. Y'all hit us up any time of the day, any time of the month.
Yeah.
We'll be there. Don't
what
worry
you,
about it.
What are you getting him for Christmas?
That's Sky's job. Oh. Sky picks out the
I'm
stuff.
Dead. Sky That's picks beautiful. Out the stuff. What I'll are you getting for Sky for Christmas?
Oh, Sky don't need nothing for Christmas. Oh, okay. Sky gets whatever she wants for Christmas okay. all year round.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah, she's...
Where can I find someone like you? No, I'm just kidding.
It's like Christmas every day, right? Am I lying, Sky?
It's crazy. I love it.
Yeah,
that's
Sky
beautiful.
Gets whatever she wants whenever she wants. She's not even worried about Christmas.
I love it. I respect it. All right, before we wrap, we have a Templeton Spitfire round, but this is a gift from Al Capone.
Okay.
So these are big on the East Coast. They make premium leaf wraps. There's some cigars in there. There's an electronic lighter in there for you. If you have friends that smoke Backwoods, they're going to love this.
Okay.
Backwoods just saying, because this is way better than Backwoods,
Backwood,
is what
okay.
I was trying to say. Yeah.
They smoke, you know what they smoke? They smoke the Grava.
I feel you. I feel
yeah.
you on that.
What you think about that?
Oh, I used to love the Backwoods.
I smoked the Grava, you know, a little bit.
I'm dead. They're laughing.
I was like, what?
Doesn't it hit?
Hell?
You get like a body hit.
I was like, yo, what? Because I've never smoked yeah. out of the leaf before. Yeah. And I was just like, what the hell is that? Because I was like, don't pass that shit to me again.
I'm dead.
It's just a little different. Like, I got to kind of like,
right.
It's like an acquired taste. It's
yeah.
Drinking some fucked up coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, so when
was
I
it
drink
flavored?
Coffee, no,
oh, okay.
Straight leaf.
Okay, when you
I'm
drink
like,
coffee,
yeah, but I don't drink coffee. But it's yeah. like almost like just drinking a whole cup of fucking straight black coffee. You know
Damn.
What I mean? Like, that shit hit hard. I'm like, ugh.
That's funny because there are people that only smoke Grava, like literally.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Trust me, I know.
But for the healthier people, we got Royalty Rolling Paper. So they're from Canada.
Okay.
This is the only paper you'll ever need to roll.
Lit.
And their slogan is enjoy the moment. So these are for people that don't smoke tobacco. but you
royalty.
Know.
Okay.
Yeah, you thank know. You, thank of you. Course, of course. All right.
Sheesh.
And is there anything else you want to plug before we do this?
Anything you're excited? Just shout out to you for always being an amazing person.
Thank
I don't.
You.
I have nothing to plug. I just, you know, what I mean, I just roll around. I just do my thing.
Like, I feel you. Know you. What I mean?
But
I
shout out,
you.
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
And thank you for having me.
Thank
I haven't
you for
done,
coming.
I haven't done too many interviews. I don't plan on doing too many
right,
interviews.
Right.
But I'm really doing interviews with people that I've known for years.
Right, right, right.
People that I love, people that I respect.
Aww.
I think maybe I'm only doing like 3 or 4 interviews,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
So, but I really appreciate you
thank
having
you,
me.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, this is a vibe, not really an interview. You feel me?
Yeah, no. I didn't even feel like it's an interview. We're just kind of having conversations about things and life and shit like
hell
that.
Hell yeah.
So.
And I appreciate you opening up, like, for real. I feel like your vulnerability and, like, the way fans can connect with you is so, like, even more powerful than the music almost.
Yeah, because they're seeing, like, it's more like a real.
Right.
Songs sometimes can just be a song. Sometimes can just be, like, it's a sad song, it's a happy song.
Yeah.
But when someone sits down and like, really explains and articulates, like, certain things, you know, and they're, you know, I like to be well-spoken and get my point across and use examples and stuff.
For sure.
But it just, maybe not more important, but it for sure hits different.
For sure.
You know what I mean? It, it hits a lot different, and you can kind of take that information in a lot easier because they're just words. But
for
music, you get that. You get a feeling.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're just both different.
Hell yeah.
You know?
It's so funny because I remember listening to the Moon when I was when I was single, and I was like, damn, I need a man.
I love that song.
That
I
song is so beautiful.
I want to make more songs like that.
Hell
that
yeah.
Song was just, that song was. That
like
song
you could feel it in your soul. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. I want to make more songs.
Hell
like
yeah.
That. Just more happy, just songs that are just a vibe.
For sure.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. This is the Templeton Spitfire round.
Let's do it.
All right. So whatever I say, you could just answer. Favorite emoji?
Heart emoji.
Which one? There's a few.
Red.
Just red?
Red heart emoji.
Yeah, okay. I feel
just
you.
Like it. I send it to this guy all the time. So.
Aw, I love it. Favorite snack?
Damn. I don't know why it's taking me so long.
Oh, no, you're good. Take your time.
All right, Sky. Help me out.
Yeah, what's his favorite snack? Nacho Doritos.
Yeah, those are the basic go-to ones, I guess. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
those are fire.
Anytime, all the time, it works.
Right.
Yeah,
for sure. I'm like, we need to get you a Doritos collab.
For real,
that'd be crazy. What's the most you lost gambling?
Oh, a lot.
Like
in one night?
Yeah.
Shit. Probably like 100, 200, something
damn.
Like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you made 250 on your birthday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's like an up and down kind of thing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, down, but I think I said this already, but I like to just have a good time.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
I
what I mean?
You.
Have a great time, have memories. Like, I see it as like we're paying for memories and paying for fucking, you know, just
that
rush and fun of just being crazy with, you know.
What's your game?
I do everything. I play roulette, blackjack, poker, everything.
All right.
I suck at pretty much everything. But I'm good at blackjack though. So,
okay, got you. Favorite song at the moment?
Fuck, I have too many.
Damn.
Sky knows. What's my favorite song? I don't know. She'll answer all these questions.
I love this.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, Settle for Nothing.
Okay. Were y'all rocking out in the car?
We absolutely were, yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, we absolutely were.
Well, we asked this, but best encounter you had with a fan?
Best encounter I had with a fan? There's
I
so
know.
Many different
Maybe
ones.
Maybe a recent one? Or
I think my favorite encounters I have is when I can talk to them like normal people. And they kind of treat me like, you know, they just talk to me and just have a conversation. And they're just like, you know, I don't really like being, I mean, I like, you know, when people are like, oh my God, like, but also like when people are just like normal and I can chill.
Yeah.
And I don't like having an expectation of, oh, he's famous. So he has to act like this.
Yeah.
Has to act like I'm a fucking normal person.
Yeah.
Like,
it just kind of
happened. Like it doesn't make me different or better or anything. Like, so I like when I could just talk, chill, drink my drink, and just vibe out. Like, if it was possible, I'd be in this room with like 100 fans just kind of kicking it.
I love that.
If they were able, if people were able to just kick
chill,
it around.
Chill, yeah, but you the guys, Fora?
I'd be right here and everyone would be right here. I'd Fora, be like, fuck.
If you need to draw out a crowd, just say Fora's going to be there. I real. Swear.
No lie, no lie.
Like literally the first time I saw a show, I was like, wow, this is like jam packed. Yeah. Like this is crazy. But that's lit. Beautiful. Do you have to dedicate time to like go through your DMs or like?
Yeah. I do though. Okay. I do. But. Our DMs are crazy too, and yeah. But I do though. I talk to people.
Yeah. Sure. Celebrity crush.
Sky.
Oh. Oh. I love it. If you had one wish, what would it be?
Fuck. It all came true, but let's say a wish that hasn't come true. I could probably give you a couple. Who knows? I'd like to kick it with Drake. He seems like seems like a cool guy. Seems
didn't
like a
you
funny
guys
guy.
Have an encounter or something?
Nah, he's the only person I haven't. Okay. He's the only person I haven't met or had an encounter.
Got with you.
At all whatsoever. Yeah. Ever.
Right.
Maybe kick it with Drake. Yeah. Why not?
You know, he'd be responding to random DMs, so you could just
I love Drake. I've been a Drake fan and not even like it just happened, you know.
Right.
I've always been a Drake fan. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you know, like it's Drake. Like Drake to me is still like Drake. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I kick it with Drake. I get or Tupac.
For
you know?
Sure.
Whichever yeah. one.
Who? Because how do you feel? About, like some people compare you to Drake sonically.
Yeah, I'm just.
Is that
know,
like
I
a
got
compliment?
This, I got a little. No, it's a compliment. Yeah. Dude, it's Drake. Man. Yeah. It's a compliment. Yeah. Like, no, I got the soft boy, lover boy. Right. I do a little R&B mixed with a little bit of rap. So that makes sense.
For sure.
Yeah, if I want to be compared to Drake.
Like, yeah.
If you don't want to be compared to Drake, I don't know. You might be making some real fucking trap music. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like.
Right.
But yeah.
I love it. Ideal date night. This is my favorite question.
Oh man, that's such an easy question. Uh-oh. I can do anything.
Okay.
we just kick it. Watch a movie on a laptop. Fucking order
on a laptop.
Order some food. Like that's what we do fucking all the time. Yeah. Or I could give an alternate answer. A date where I set everything up. She doesn't know about anything. I would really downplay it and just be like, we're doing this. And it's some shit where it's like, yeah. Why are we pulling up to this weird like airport? Like, I've never been here before. And we hop on a jet, go to some fucking country.
Oh, my god!
Have
gosh.
Fucking dinner.
Fucking I'm coming.
Set up. You know what I mean? Have dinner set up right there on the fucking ocean at a small island that fucking barely anybody goes to.
Wow.
And be like, yeah, we're going to be here just for the weekend. But I got this set up. And we're doing this and we're doing all this shit. And there's not a reason we're doing it.
Right.
We're just doing it because I feel like you randomly deserve this. Not on like an anniversary or this day or Valentine's Day because it feels like obligated, but I'm just doing this because I feel like you deserve this and I just want to show my appreciation for you randomly.
I love it. Has that happened?
I mean,
on an island?
I do stuff
not like that. Yeah.
Not like a, you know, similar pretty much.
I love
but
it.
Yeah, I've taken it to an island, but she kind of like knew where we're going and stuff like that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Favorite sex position?
Oh, you know what? Fuck.
Don't get embarrassed on me now.
No, I already had the answer.
Oh, okay.
I have.
You gotta say it.
I like. Oh. All right. Fuck. You kidding me?
I love it.
Sky. She looks good. Like. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful person, but I like sometimes I just like her when she's bent over and you know what I mean. So we'll go with that. Next question.
From the last question. First word that comes to mind, Fora.
Artist. Okay. First word that comes to mind, Fora.
Yeah.
Yeah, just art.
Artist.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Oh man, thank you so much.
Thank you, so much,
thank you for coming on.
I appreciate
Shirley
it.
Tomo.
Thank you guys.
Love you.
Love you, Shirley.
That was beautiful.
Yo, what's going on? It's for yours truly. Thank y'all for tuning in to Shirley's Temple. Shout out Shirley for having me. Let's go.